The Kings make a move today. A couple days after trading Jalen McDaniels to San Antonio, opening up a roster spot, we heard it was going to be part one. What was part two going to be? You saw social media graphics going, could it be Brandon Ingram? Let's relax here. But then the other part was, oh, could it be someone like Jay Crowder? Uh-huh. Could it be someone like Robert Covington? No. They go kind of opposite. They go with someone who can just shoot the hell out of the rock. Doug McDermott, a.k.a. Dougie Buckets, has agreed to a deal with the Sacramento Kings, reuniting with Domantas Sabonis. Those two spent three seasons together. So let's talk about the good and the bad that comes with Doug McDermott. Morgan, what's your first reaction to Doug and what he can bring to Sacramento?
Well, something that we've been talking a lot about in this preseason is like, hey, the Kings have this lack of size. And you look at that matchup the other night against the Utah Jazz and you're like, holy shit, the Jazz are huge compared to the Kings. And it's even when you looked at not just at the bigs and everyone that was protecting the rim, you look at someone like Jordan Clarkson, and right when he was standing right next to Malik Monk, for example, I was just like, oh, wow. Like, even their guards are bigger. And when you look at someone like Doug McDermott, you go, okay, well, he's a big person that can shoot the shit out of the basketball. 6'6". Obviously, his identity is shooting. That's the good. Can shoot off the dribble, can catch and shoot, can move without the basketball. Smart basketball player. Defensively, a lot of flaws there. You know what? Sometimes you're not going to be able to just make sure you get one player that can do it all, especially in free agency. So I understand the direction of this, and I like it.
Yeah, and I think when you look at the free agent market, for what the Kings need, I think ideally you go, oh, can you find a guy who's like 6'7 to 6'9 who can move well, defend multiple positions, and maybe hit the three? I got breaking news at this hour.
Oh.
That person does not exist on the free agent market.
He's right? On other teams.
And typically those guys are hot commodities that are not being moved, right?
For sure.
So those are the type of players that teams want, that they're trying to search for. Kings have one of those, and Keegan Murray's got some good size, defending multiple positions, can hit the three, but they are lacking more size. The Kings did not fix that issue with this move, but in this league, you need shooting, you need spacing, and why not go after a guy who has an elite skill set?
Yeah.
And that is shooting the rock. 41% career three-point shooter. I want to bring up the other thing with Jay Crowder and Covington. I brought those names up too, but the biggest question mark I had about both those individuals, how much do they have left in the tank? Jay Crowder adds an element of toughness to a team. His three-point shooting has dipped the last couple of years, and his defense isn't as good as it was. So if he doesn't have those attributes that you need, not a consistent shooter in the defense, maybe is not what it used to be in his prime, well, does that help you that much? Covington,
sure.
Last 3 years for him, 29 games, 48 games, 48 games.
Yeah.
Doesn't stay on the floor. 36% career three-point shooter. How much does he have left in the tank? Those were a couple of the guys that were mentioned out there in the free agent marking. Here's what I do know about Doug McDermott. His shooting hasn't gone down.
Yeah.
He shoots the shit out of the ball.
But if you told me any of these guys today and you went ding and did your music and I was like, oh my God, Jay Crowder, I think I would feel the same amount of whatever I feel. You know, just like, cool.
Okay.
I'm glad there are tweaks happening. I'm glad that you could say people are being aggressive and just doing their job and being active with things. And when I look at this too, you look at the game from the other night. I love that. I'm just going back to the Jazz game and all the rim protection that was there. You think about the Kings not being able to maybe shoot at the rim, even though they had a lot of points in the paint. I think they did a good job of obviously the offensive rebounding and putbacks and everything. But there's going to be times where your shots are altered in the paint or at the rim. And you got to make sure you have someone who can get you a bucket also from the outside. And I think someone like Doug McDermott is going to be dependable in that way.
Well, especially with all the attention that DeMar and De'Aaron can create attacking or in the two-man game with Sabonis. You know, you're going to have players that are going to get open looks. We talked about that. And having someone like Doug McDermott, who is an elite catch and shoot guy, check.
very good in the dribble handoff game. He did it in Indiana with Sabonis, but even last year playing with Zach Collins, like they ran that a lot. He's very good coming off screens. He's a good cutter. He's got a really quick release and he's efficient. 6'6", small forward. What's his role going to be? I don't know. Is it like the Sasha role of last year? You know,
sure.
Maybe it's 10, 15 minutes a night, but he's clearly a guy that can come in and light it up. Like you said, defensively, yeah, not good. Not good. The Kings didn't fix all their issues in one move, but in this league, you need shooting.
Also, I always go back to this. What can Mike Brown take out of him, right? I mean, obviously, playing under Greg Popovich last year, you're going to still learn a lot even this late in your career, but now you're going to someone like Mike Brown who also instills that same kind of discipline, standards, all those culture, whatever words you want to use with it. And so maybe there's something else too at 32 years old that Mike Brown can get out of Doug McDermott.
And who needs defense when you score 170 a night?
You said that, I believe, the first year when the Kings had that historic
offense. Let's go back to that. The Kings' best defense is their offense. McBuckets, let it fly. Trey Lyles, Keegan Murray, let's go. No, I mean, I like having shooters on the floor, and having a guy with an elite skill set is a good thing.
Absolutely.
How does he fit in with this group? What's it all look like? We will find out. So, no, the Kings did not fix their major size issue up front. If you want more on this pickup, check out our YouTube page. We did a film breakdown on Doug McDermott and how he fits with the Kings offense. YouTube.com/@DeuceAndMo.
Deuce and Mo. Deuce and Mo. Deuce and Mo. They tell you what they know. Deuce and Mo. Deuce and Mo. Deuce and Mo. The podcast that you know.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.